experience of floating above one's body, looking down on it, might appear to be quite a different matter from having a dream in which you are aware that you are dreaming. But in fact, they are both completely hallucinatory experiences, and they both provide a person with a very realistic quasi-environment. Most people who have had lucid dreams habitually have also had out-of-the-body experiences and had various techniques for making the transition from one type of experience to the other. Experiences sometimes occur which are intermediate between a lucid dream and an out-of-the-body experience, having some of the characteristics of each, and being difficult to classify as one rather than the other. An example of this is a dream of the Marquis d'Hervé de Saint-Denis, in which he visited the moon. Long-distance travel of this kind is more characteristic of out-of-the-body experiences than it is of lucid dreams.
Last night I dreamt that my soul had left my body and that I was travelling vast distances with the speed of thought. I first of all found myself among a tribe of savages where I was present at a ferocious battle. However, I was not in the slightest danger, since I was both